Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know, yeah, what I've been through.
We got London on the
chain. They don't know the hell. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on a Rolex. Now the motherfucker got a brand new gloss. I don't know about a brand new chopper for the same old head. A nigga mad, cause a nigga can't stop. I don't know about the old school work that I keep put up. When I pull it out, they be like, who that? I don't know about the old school days when a nigga had ways. I swear every night I was doing.
All right, what's up, y'all? Should we back again? After last week. I don't really know no news last week. Joe Dirt got called out by Moolah. I'm trying to think, man. I don't think nothing happened, though. But anyway, new week ahead. It's raining. Ain't nothing going on, but that's a good thing. All this rain, raining, and gonna get up out of here. First thing I want to do is, shout out Grudge Inc. Give us a show to talk on, man. Letting us all connect and, kick it and have a good time. I want to give a shout out to UTA Performance over in Burlington, North Carolina, off Tucker Street Extension, 3116. Get them guys a call for any kind of parts, nitrous tires, nitrous bottles. Whatever you need, man, get them guys a call over there. Chad, number's 229-5852. That's 336-229-5852, UTH Performance. Now let's get the shit started. As everybody knows, if you don't know, got a big grudge race Thursday night, man, Piedmont. Got old Lil Darryl, hometown favorite, going against South Carolina's old Popeye, old Scott Blackwell. You ask me who? That's going to be a good one. Old Popeye, he rides, but I know Lil Darryl can ride too. So that's going to be a good one. That one's going down Thursday night, folks. It's locked in. Pick one and ride with them. Piedmont Thursday night. I think the race is at 9:30. We might have some more stuff get locked in. Might have some more stuff get locked in tonight. It's a few shows going on this weekend. If you own this phone and you want to talk about it, hit the one button because everybody's having shows. I'm going to just keep it down the middle. I ain't trying to get nobody to think I ain't for them or I'm against them. Everybody that's having shows this weekend, all y'all my friends. And, if you want to talk about your show, hit the one button and talk about it. Tell the folks what you got going on and stuff because, I ain't going to do it for you. So if you're on this phone and you want to do it, hit the one button. We might get some races locked in for your shows this weekend. You never know. I'm trying to thank y'all. That's what I got, I think, on my news right now. That's all the news I know. Got a couple people hit the one button. We're going to get to them in just a minute. I'm just thinking, that's what's going on. So let's go on up with my session. Two 205-4939. 205-4939. Who we talking to?
Oh yeah, this is about the 910 versus the 336.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Chancey. I just want a 336 to let y'all boys know now when y'all come down here to the 910 this weekend, y'all better come correct and step straight. Cause if not, we're gonna send you back with your top pushed back.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. See, Lord's been on there talking all that smack about Little Dirt and Joe Dirt. Got Pinky on there, been talking trash about coming down here. Only thing I got to say, my man Crystal went on there and posted everything. Y'all done seen the lineup that we got. Only thing I got to say is, better step straight.
Oh, shit. Well, y'all boys here, we got quite a few callers on the show. It ain't full. But we got quite a few on here, and the man said, you coming to goddamn Red Springs this weekend, you better step straight if you're from the 336.
710, baby. It's 710 this weekend. 710.
Well, yeah, that's it. Where is it at? And
710's in Rolling. It's in Rolling.
Rolling,
yes.
North Carolina. Say it again. 710,
baby.
Rolling, and you come in 710. You better walk straight. If not, you might get your ass blowed all the way out. Come on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, hold on. Let me grab this mic right here. I might have a 336 person that's ready to put your ass in line. You know what I'm talking about? Let's see. 336-8742.
What's happening, man? What's happening? I heard that gonna be Little Daryl and Joe Dirt. I heard that shit that gonna come out of his mouth.
Oh shit!
Yeah, sir, you
like,
did. Yes, sir, you did.
That? Yeah. Like I told them that gonna long time ago. I had a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I never committed to going to this race. You get what I'm saying? Committed to going to this race. I won't know until the last minute. But I guarantee you this: if Little Daryl or Joe Dirt pull on that premise, y'all got action.
Bring it on, baby.
That's a promise. And that's
bring
a promise.
It on, baby.
Oh,
bring
shit.
It on, baby. I know one thing, Little Dirt better not step on that property or Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt gonna,
like
Joe
I said,
Dirt gonna get
was,
turned into a mud hole.
Well, and I well, heard that Moolah was looking for me Thursday. And I don't like nobody really looking for me. I like looking for people. How long was I looking for them, Josh? And Joe Dirt was there. It was in the staging lane. But ain't nobody come find me. I heard it at the last minute.
Well, Joe Dirt.
So they wasn't looking. They wasn't looking too hard.
Hold on, cuz. Now I'm going to keep it real. I'm standing on the starting line. Moolah made a hit. It was toward the end. I didn't get there at about 9:20 myself. Well, when I got there, Joe Dirt was back there in the dirt. All right? That some bitch was back there in the dirt, on the backside, in the dirt, back at the telephone pole with a battery charger hooked to it or something, all right? So, Rico, we stand on the line, and Moolah makes a shakedown. Moolah looked at Rico, and Rico said, who you looking for? He said, I'm looking for Joe Dirt. So, Rico looked at me, and I said, well, he's way back there. I said, he's back there in the dirt. So Rico laughed, and he hit the mic. Well, y'all come up there at the end, and they shut the lane down. So I guess that's why, but I don't know. I don't know why the race didn't get off, but, you know, I keep it real. They say everybody wants to race when the track's closing. But the track's open this Thursday night, and this is Monday night. So if y'all want to race, let's get it locked in. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I done changed some stuff on the
car,
so I gotta make a couple shakedowns.
Hold on a minute. Okay, well, hold on. Talk to me and let me know that you understanding me, so I know, you know what I'm saying, because I'm talking to you.
I understand. But like I said, right. I done made a couple of changes. Well, I want to make sure I can get down the track.
Hold on a minute, Josh. If Moolah is on the phone, Ray Lee or Special Touch, hit the one button, and we're going to go and get to the bottom of this goddamn calling out and looking for somebody's shit. Because we're going to get this locked in for a little 100 on 300 or 500 or better, and I think we can get this locked in. You know what I'm saying? If y'all really want to run. You know, it ain't got to be for no big money. We can lock in a little 100 and go and get this locked in, you know. Because, you know, I don't like people looking for people. And then they got me in the middle of it, you know. Don't look around me. Huh? Yeah. But, you know.
Well, I'm on here.
Well, it's going down Thursday night regardless. And I know it's one thing for sure. You'll look to a motherfucker now because you got you one Thursday night. Believe it. How you feel Thursday night? How you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Shit. I don't sound good.
I feel pretty good.
I don't sound good. Yeah, it don't sound good. I tell you, it don't. Yeah, most times you talk like you're going to gap. You don't sound good.
Most I'm actually doing down, something right now,
like
Joe.
You're going to gap a bit. I'm going to blow your ass out. I'm going to gap you. But you ain't talking like
well,
you know,
daggone Scott. Daggone told me he was going to gap me, you know what I'm saying? But I returned the favor and told him I was going to gap him.
Oh, shit.
Got me. That's what he told me. He told me he was going to gap me. So, you know, I told him he wasn't going to gap me. I'm going to gap him. And then I put the 500 up on the gap. So,
it's one thing I do know now. I do know for a fact that you got 500 locked in with Scott on the gap that you're going to gap him.
So I ain't got to do a lot of talking this week. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you raised ready right now.
I don't
now.
Have
if
to.
You want to go right now, hey, if you want to go right now to Piedmont, come off the trailer, you got a motherfucking jet ski you can set little Daryl on, don't you?
Shit, damn right. My shit hooking the water.
Damn it, boy. Well, I know Popeye's on here. He's probably sitting over here. He's probably over there in his house. He's probably got his goddamn weight bench out in the damn living room. He's probably in there pumping
but
a little iron. He's probably getting ready.
I want to say one thing, daggone Josh Jones, and I'm gonna leave it alone. Right?
What's that?
Piedmont is Lil Daryl's home track. And one thing, me and Anthony don't agree on a lot of shit, but I agree with him on this right here. If you ain't pulling for Lil Daryl at his home fucking track, and you from Piedmont, you a hoe. And Lil Daryl said this.
Oh, shit. Well.
Now, I agree with Anthony on that.
Oh, shit. Well, it's awful quiet on here tonight, you know. The 919-910 come on here, put their foot down, and you come on here and let them know what the deal is for Thursday night. And like I said, old Popeye, he's probably over in the living room laying up under his weight bench, probably in there working out. You know, I know he's got his phone on speakerphone. You know, they sitting in there on Monday night listening to the show, so he's getting ready for you. I know that. He's probably getting ready for you right now. He's probably in there doing some jumping jacks and shit. You know, he's getting ready. And
he better get his aerobics
like
on. That's all I got to say.
Right, right.
Because that motherfucker
said,
got that retarded strength. That motherfucker got
y'all
that
might,
retarded
y'all might have, y'all might fuck, hey, y'all might fuck around and have old pop-up in that damn thing Thursday night, you know. Because this, I'm just going to keep it real. I ain't got no word or nothing like that. Ain't nobody told me nothing like this. But, you know, I just know, you know, two or three people say they the baddest at Piedmont, and it can't be two or three baddest. It can't be nobody but one baddest. So I don't know. You know, y'all might have some surprises. You know, I don't know.
Who said they the baddest at Piedmont?
I mean, you say you the baddest. It's a couple more people say they the baddest.
Damn right. You damn right I say I'm the motherfucking baddest at PB.
So I don't know. You know, I just know this. Somebody's going to have to prove it because you can't have three or four bad motherfuckers in one spot. It can't be nothing. When you got three or four bad motherfuckers in one spot, it can't be nobody. Somebody's got to be the baddest. All of them can't be, all of them can't be the same. You know.
You damn right.
You know, so.
Somebody
lying. You know, Thursday
somebody
night
lying.
It might go down. I don't know.
Somebody lying.
Yeah. Yeah,
somebody
lying.
Ain't
bad. Well, Thursday night it might go down and shit, you know. You know, if you get caught lying, you know, that ain't a good look, you know.
Yeah,
it's two things in life that ain't a good look. And that's owing people money and lying. That shit ain't a good look, man. You know what I'm saying? See, there's a whole lot of people that got that fucked up though in life. You know, they think, you know what I'm saying? You know, other shit. But really, in all thing is owing people money and goddamn lying is probably the worstest things you can have in life. It's not a good look. So, you know, Thursday night is gonna show who some liars really are, man, because somebody going to get fucked up.
But, Josh, I'm going to tell you like this, though. Just because you get fucked up don't mean you ain't the baddest motherfucker. I'm going to tell you that right
well,
now.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now. When you get fucked up in your house, I can tell you right now, if there's other people in your house that's like you, they got an opportunity to be the baddest motherfucker because you definitely ain't the baddest motherfucker no more after a motherfucker come to your house and slap your ass across the goddamn road. No, you ain't the best. That takes you automatically out of that seat. That seat's open. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't agree with that.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you at your house and you sit in your living room and you and your kids sitting up in there and y'all watching TV and a man comes in your house and slaps you in your house, well, let me tell you something. That took you out of being the man of the house seat. That right there might let the kids and everything be in your seat.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know it.
Now, you out there on neutral ground, that's something else. But this man coming to your house and blow your ass out, man, I tell you right now, man.
Got to stand up.
No, you ain't the man no more. You ain't the man, cuz.
Well, one thing is, I don't plan on getting my asshole blowed out. That's one thing about it.
But if you do, I'm telling you, the repercussion and consequences and all that that comes behind that. So you better be on your A game is what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. Believe it.
It's coming up.
You know, and all these people on here, you know, I'm telling you, man, we've about got a full show. And I know there's two or three people on here with these races this weekend. And I'm telling you right now, y'all sitting on here, you know, it don't matter. Hey, I don't care. I'm just, shit, man, I'm here for it, man. So, hey, you know, shit just don't make no sense, man. But, you know, If y'all got anybody looking for action, get them on the phone, get them locked in, you know, whatever you're going to do, you know, shit. Everybody knows what's going down Thursday night, Piedmont. Shit, I can tell you this. Hey, it's some boys looking for some dirt bike action at Piedmont Thursday night. Hell, if you got a Harley Davidson, they might run you on your Harley. So, you know, I mean, it's a whole lot of people looking for action. If you're looking for any kind of grudge action at the track, God damn it, hey, it's the place to find it. Lit.
I don't understand. It be daggone lit on Facebook all week long, and then
yeah,
Monday night on the Grudge Show.
Garrett, motherfucker.
Monday night on the Grudge Show. Nobody want to speak.
It's Tino. 910-4136. What's up,
cuz? What up? Hey man, I'm
chilling, man.
A lot of people. They really got Twitter fingers, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody really like getting on Facebook typing and shit behind shit. Nobody really want to get on and talk face to face or be on the phone with each other. I think that's the thing today. But you know, we're going to get it in this weekend. You know, I'm not really worried about nobody else's event. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, my event going to be what it's going to be, regardless of whatever is going on. Whoever's going to pick to go to your event, they're going to go to your event. And I hope everybody that has an event this weekend be successful. So,
but all right.
Them boys down there, they talking about they coming in heavy. And they ain't playing with the boys.
Well, this is all I want to know. Whoever ain't talking, put your phone on mute. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to mute your mic, but if you talking, just put your phone on mute. All you got to do is look at your phone, hit the mute button, and when you ain't talking, because I can hear y'all, whatever y'all talking about in the background, I can hear it. So just put your phone on mute. But now you on here, so we talking about your show right now. Okay. Well, all these motherfuckers looking for action. Where are they at right now?
They probably on the phone. They probably ain't pressing the one button.
Oh, well, hit the
everybody
one button. Lock in. What's the deal? If you looking for action, let it be known. Let it be known. Don't wait till 11:59 or 11:55 and run to the man with the mic and say, hey, tell such and such. Oh, I'm looking for him, because the track's going to close in approximately 3.5 minutes after you tell him that. So don't do no fake-ass shit like that. Here's your opportunity to get on here and tell somebody who you looking for. It's Monday. Let's talk. Oh, scary-ass, old fake-ass racer. Yeah, I said it. Oh, fake-ass racer. Weak bitches. Hold on, man. 504-0388.
What the hell going on in there, Josh? Talking that bullshit.
What's up? Who is this?
What's happening? Your nightmare, motherfucker. You know who it is.
It's Jeff Rogers.
No, Jeff Rogers, your ass. You know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, it's goddamn
the one that took your fucking money.
You big fat
motherfucker. What happened there, Josh? You no good motherfucker. I can't wait to blow your fucking head off.
Man, you ain't coming nowhere fucking near me. Big old big belly bitch.
I'm coming. I promise you, I'm coming. I told you I'm coming to Piedmont before the year is out. I promise you that. I won't fuck you up at your track.
I got to race that bitch September 9th. And, bitch, you got a lane choice.
You got it then. That's the one I'm coming in.
Bitch, you got a lane choice.
Hey, that's the race I'm coming. I'm going to put that on the fucking book. Put that motherfucker on the book, I promise.
Well, put you got a fucking lane choice.
It might be sooner than that. It might be sooner than that. Because
if I run across your ass, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
You ready right now, Josh?
I'm telling you right now, gap your motherfucking ass. Put the gaps off. Put it so far in your mouth, it's going to run out your ass.
I bet you don't do that. I bet you don't beat the motherfucker.
Hey, well, look, man, what's up, man? Man, we ain't finna down. Look, these boys on here got a big show coming up this weekend. We ain't talking about that shit right now, man.
Where at?
Because I'm going to fuck
where
the
at?
Shit out of you. They got one up here in Red Springs. Hold on a minute. Damn, Roland up here 17.
Look, I got you all fucked up. I done got you all fucked up. Ain't even racing yet. You can't even talk.
No, it's just right beside you. The place is the same goddamn place. You know what I'm saying? It's just one goddamn city and another city, but the motherfuckers ain't 5 miles apart. Motherfucking crazy fucking shit, man.
Yeah,
what's up, you big belly bitch?
Oh, it ain't too much. Getting the car together. I ain't ready, Josh. I ain't ready right this second, but I'm getting there. It's getting close.
And more nuts ain't dropped. Let me see who this caller is. Hold on.
I was just saying, enough downs not always right.
This is a song.
I'm just,
All the way right.
Well, I've also seen this.
Right.
He drunk.
I say this also, that he won a lot of races with guys that couldn't drive. So I know this man here.
Man, you drunk, man.
He had a lot of bag of him. No, Rico,
man,
is bag
you drunk.
Of
you don't even know who won the race.
Listen, man, they gonna bet.
All right, y'all go ahead, man.
God damn, what was that, guy?
Man, he drunk, man. He done hit the one button. That song is drunk, man. He done forgot he hit the one button. Oh, yeah. So when you going to have Nutzilla ready, Cook?
It ain't Nutzilla. I ain't coming out with Nutzilla. I got another call coming out.
Well, don't try to bring no pro mod shit, man. I mean, that shit.
No, pro mod. It's gonna be just like Nutzilla.
Made you fucking
it's
retired.
It's gonna be just like same thing, a coupe. Yeah, fucking. I can go undefeated now one time with you. You know, I'm undefeated against you, motherfucker, with Nutzilla. So fuck you. How about that? Hey, you know what the next one's gonna be, huh? You know the name of the next call?
Man, I don't hear that shit.
Huh? The next one's gonna be called fucking X Lax, cause I'm gonna run through some fucking shit. You hear me? I'm gonna put X Lax on your ass. That's the name of the call, X Lax. I'm gonna run through some shit. You hear me? So
yeah, you already been run through.
That's the new one. That's the new call.
Yeah.
That's the new call.
They ain't locked shit in.
They ain't been bit no bad.
Hey.
They ain't got a car right
now.
Listen,
they ain't got no
bag
of look.
Listen, they ain't
man.
Got no car.
For street. I mean, on 5:30 on the street, gone.
And if they want them, they'll pull somebody they know to run it.
Right.
They went to the goon and told the goon. We'll put the money cool. To go run him. You know what he told him? I ain't
talking about
that. Ah, shit. They ain't got money.
Bad boys to the side.
Now, they were going to put the money up.
They were going to put the money up.
To raise okay. That guy who owned the car said he ain't fucking with that.
Right.
Y'all
that's
money. The phone. You know what I mean? Because then I'm just, if it, what
I'm
right now, this
is the bottom line is, when you kick his ass.
I'm going to tell you, hey. The thing of hitting the one button. Damn it, boy. So what y'all want to talk about, man? What's going on, man? Who's looking for action, man? What's happening, man? We got a full show. I mean, what's going on, man? Shit, I'm over here bored. I'm feeling good, man. And, hey, I mean, shit, life's good, man. What's going on? What's going on with y'all, man? Y'all, I see y'all ain't really looking for no action. So, what y'all doing, man? How's life treating? Well, ain't nobody got to say shit.
I don't want to talk tonight.
Yeah, it's race time, and they scared. They scared.
That's
like
crazy,
all.
Man. Everybody be on Facebook,
they're
going to make it a million.
They're talking some mean shit.
They be on. People be on daggone Facebook making a million damn posts and shit, but damn, when it's time to motherfucking race, then everybody be on mute.
Yeah. Damn,
man.
Right.
This Thursday, the track going to be open. This Thursday, going to be open from 5 to daggone 10. From 5 to 10, you got 5 fucking hours to daggone. Get in somebody's motherfucking ass. And then you got daggone Saturday, you got Tino race. You got daggone Saturday, you got Tino race. You got daggone everybody coming from the 336 and the 910. I mean,
yo, what
how many locked-in races you got?
I know they on the phone. I know them 910 boys on the phone. I can't believe they ain't pressing
what?
That one.
What is the lock in races at, Tino?
What
lock in races you got?
Okay, we got the Goon and Straight Jacket. We got Little Bill and Copperhead. We got 50 Shades. And I can't remember the name of the other car or whatnot. And then we got Robert Agee with Nasty Bird and the 95.
That race got canceled because that race got canceled right there, Tina.
Okay.
Because they had an issue, so that race had to.
Got 910-1438.
Yo, what up with you?
What's up?
Yo.
Who's this?
Yeah, what's good? Shit.
What's the deal?
Ain't none of my 910 boys called? What's up?
Man, shit, y'all scared?
Scared? I don't even got no race car. Shit, I just got that grade.
Oh, I don't know. They ain't gonna hit you with no fucking action, so I guess they scared.
Yeah. Hey, look, this how, I'm gonna be straight over y'all down in the 336. These boys out here, they lock in and shit. When you get to the track, you're gonna get all the action you want down here. I promise you that.
I'm gonna let you know. A lot of people won't come to a track unless it's a locked in race.
I know that, bro. I mean, that's just the way these guys live around here. I mean,
yo.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Ain't hello? Counsel,
man. Yo.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, listen, you got a lot of noise in your background, bro. You got to go somewhere where you don't got all that noise in your background because, you know what I'm saying, everybody can hear everything going on in your background.
Yeah. The baby got a phone. Got playing music. He's following me everywhere I go. Go ahead, bro. Hold on for a second, bro. All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Now, so what now? I mean, that's the way it goes down in the 910. These boys, I mean, that's the way they play the race cars. You got plenty of money. So you feel like you're coming out here to get some of this money? Be war ready. Be war ready. The Indian boys, these black boys, they got plenty of money around here. So don't think you're coming out here to some rooty poops or some lame ass dudes or something. That's gonna give away some money, but they bought it. You can believe one thing, they bought it. T don't know how that them two boys got that bread down here.
Yeah, I know them boys are right, and I know them, and you are correct. Those boys, if you at the track that day, and they want to race you, or they feel like they can beat you, they're gonna call you out. They're gonna come to your trailer, and they're gonna tell you that they want to race you. They're going to ask you what you want to race for, and they're going to find out how to get down there.
I see this Dakota. They got put on there today.
Hey, man, y'all got to get that background noise, man. I mean, man, that shit
background
down.
Noise, Will.
Shit. I got this shit on speaker. Man, my fault. That was my fault. I had to but now it's better. It's great. Hey, yo, this is my first time ever calling to talk, so bear with me. Ain't nobody calling? Y'all listening? Chris, Austin, now, where you at? Tino.
Yo.
Thank you.
You heard from Chris?
Yeah, I talked to Chris earlier today.
I mean, it is what it is. It's going to be two beautiful days of racing. Which, hey, where's little buddy coming? Where Randy at? Oh, is Randy on here?
Well, y'all, yeah, they trying to do something with that love.
Like I said, bro, you know what I'm saying? Once you get down there, everything's possible. You know who to do, who the driver. You already know, Tino. But the issue with the love is the nicest. The issue is not nicest now. I want to see the race myself, Tino. I got my money on the love anyway. You feel me? I want to see the love a little bit better go at it.
I'm sure a little buddy ready to lock in.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. That's a fact.
Well, look, so they're coming out Friday? They're going to never stay at the track overnight or what?
Nah, they'll be there Saturday.
Okay, okay. Oh, man. I can't wait for Boss to get here. I can't wait. Big trip right around the corner, 5 miles from the crib. It's going to be 17 G, 20 back. Fuck 30 back. Wish you G, yeah. Fuck that.
Yo. Yo. Hello? I didn't get to put it off like that, but that's how I felt. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's still you or not, Will, but somebody got some background noise that's terrible. It just sounds like a whole bunch of static.
I don't know. Might be my regular ass phone, bro. I don't even know. But look, when I get off there, if that's the problem, it's my phone. But look, I'll see y'all Friday and Saturday, though. I'll be out there early. 10 o'clock sharp. Y'all be there. You don't want to miss. It's where everything going down. The 9-0-3-6. 17 G's. You'll be there. Load up, locked and ready. 9-0-3-6. Who wants that dragon,
though?
336-6304. Yo,
Tino. What up, what up? Man, you need to get your phone right, man.
At council, bro.
Huh?
At council.
I don't know who this is.
Straight Jack.
Oh, so you counseling your race too?
I don't know where is it, man. It's their phone. These motherfuckers' phones fucked up, man. Man, phones fucked up. I don't know what's wrong with the phone. They need to get that shit right.
Yeah, I think Straight Jacket had some suspension issues or something like that. So, you know, they had the bag on. I think they're having a gunnick on run. So that's probably what he was trying to tell y'all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all them bad motherfuckers, where they at? They're looking for action now on Facebook, act like they want to fucking race. Put that money up. Lock a motherfucker in and show a motherfucker you want to race. You just fucking talking, man.
As soon as the show go off, they'll be back on Facebook.
I don't care if they don't like it or not, bro. I'm just keeping it real, man. If you're going to race, you're going to lock in. The damn shit get to the track. Oh, I'm going to race you get here. Man, you get down there and load that motherfucker, make a hit. Them motherfuckers won't do shit, man. They ain't lock in. They talking all that shit. Talking all that shit, I'll bet you right now Randy ready to lock in. Right now. He ready to lock in with
him. You know Randy ready to lock in. Any motherfucking in. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, 336-9054. Man, Straight Jacket, what's up, man? Man, I don't know, man. That dude's phone's messed up, man. I'm telling you right now, man. I believe your phone's a tap, bro. You need to get you some new numbers, man. Man, Straight Jacket. Come on, man. What's up, bro?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, I've been sitting here talking to you for 10 minutes. Like, don't sit there and act like you don't hear me, man. I'll hang your ass up, man.
Man, I didn't hear you, man.
Yeah, well, get you some fucking new service, man.
I got it, bro.
Sitting on here, man. Yeah, well, get your shit in order, man.
Yeah, man. Ant Council, man. He called me and said he was going out of town or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So is Ant that counseled on you?
Yeah, and he counseled on me, yeah.
I thought you had some suspension issues too, LaDuane.
Yeah, I worked them out though, bro. I just been silent. I'm just playing the silent. I'm playing my part. You feel me?
Well, look here. You know, I get sick and tired of hearing motherfuckers get on here and I'm silent. I'm playing my part and all this other chicken shit bullshit. Okay, this man coming to your home track Thursday night. You done paid the man punk out. Now, what you going to do?
I'm going to be there Thursday night.
Oh, fuck, man. That shit I be talking about right there, man.
What I supposed to do? What I supposed to do?
I mean, man, shit, ain't no way in hell this motherfucker be coming to my home track. I ain't locked his motherfucking ass in. You crazy as hell.
Man, I'm just coming back to get my shit right. I don't even know what this motherfucker going to do.
I feel you, man.
I'm trying to keep my shit down on the ground.
Say no more, man. You ain't got to explain yourself to me, bro. I'm just telling you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just
see
through the smoke cloud.
If I was stayed on the ground of Dawson, I would have ran him. That's no trust.
Oh,
that's no doubt.
Well, you ain't been on
that's
the
no
ground
doubt.
Since you come out.
Say what?
You ain't been on the ground since you come out. look here, man. You got pictures slammed. You got pictures on every goddamn wall in the house and even in your son's bedroom, man. And ain't that one of them sumbitches on the ground but in the staging lanes in the burnout box. Every one of them sumbitches letting go of the trans break, that sumbitch is in the air. So what the hell is you talking about, man?
That's why I had to go get some suspension work done.
Oh, man.
Meet me in the water box Thursday night and lock that shit in.
Lock in.
Shit.
Lock in. Lock in. Let's lock the money in. No, we ain't going to lock in a little 5-on-2, 1,500. Let's lock in 1-on-3 or better. Don't talk me to fucking death. Get paid or I'm going to fucking pay. Get paid or get laid. Man, don't
get the oil
press
and I'll lock
in 1,000.
I ain't
shit.
Ain't no more money,
John. Listen to this. Bad Storm versus Straight Jacket, Thursday night, 1,000 on 3,000 or better. Now, motherfucker, say I'm bluffing, and Lil Darryl can be the DP man.
You bluffing?
God damn it. Talk to me.
You
don't
bluffing.
Fucking tell me, and I'll work your goddamn suspension out. I'll put dick in your goddamn ass. You think it's a
no,
game? Lock the fuck in. Just lock the fuck in, and I'm going to fucking show you. I ain't coming with no fucking ghost car. Coming with Bass on, unload that motherfucker, and put straight fucking dick in your ass. Now lock the fuck
you
in,
won't.
1-on-3 or better. Show your motherfucking ass who's bluffing. You think it's a goddamn bluff game. It ain't no goddamn bluff game over here. I promise you I got fucking 3 acres, and I'm going to vote on your goddamn ass.
I know I'll get you hot.
Now what you going to do? What the fuck you going to do?
Yeah.
Lock the fuck
what
in,
you gonna
man.
Do?
Look, Darryl, will you be DP man right now? Bad Storm versus Straight Jacket, Thursday night, 1,000 on 3,000 or better.
I'll be the DP man.
No bars. 9:30. We can do it at 9:15. Come on. God damn it. Show your motherfucker,
you feel that good?
Man.
You feel sure about that? You feel that good?
Man,
you really feel
fucking
that
do
good?
It, man. Don't fucking worry about it, man. Like I said, get fucking paid or get fucking laid. Let's fucking go, man. Show your motherfucking ass. Y'all a bunch of pump-faking motherfuckers on this goddamn radio show on that motherfucking internet. Man, y'all motherfuckers been pump-faking all
I don't get on
the
internet,
nigga. Man. I don't
you ain't seen me post
nothing
on the internet.
Now one of y'all motherfuckers,
you ain't seen me post nothing on the internet,
one of y'all motherfuckers like whatever you want to do. Y'all motherfuckers do a whole lot of goddamn pump faking, man. Y'all motherfuckers talk
whatever,
that racist shit on the goddamn internet
shit,
and then get to the motherfucking track and lay your weak ass down. Man, miss me with that bullshit. It ain't but a couple motherfuckers going to race, and that's just who's going to race, and that's goddamn continue who's going to race. Ain't gonna be no new motherfuckers coming in the
race. We waiting to see y'all race.
They fucking scared.
I'm waiting to see bad
fucking
race.
Man, lock
that's
in.
What I'm waiting to see.
But damn, enough goddamn racing. You racing?
I'm waiting to see
lock
bad
in.
Storm
when
race.
You with that motherfucker Thursday night with your bad ass?
I'm waiting to see bad storm race.
Man, lock in for Thursday night. Bad. You'll see it. Lock in for Thursday night. You'll see it, motherfucker. Show me.
Nah, I ain't gonna
show
do that Thursday.
Show me what you're working with. God damn it. I got a lot of motherfucking problems. But I can promise you right fucking now. I got
I
one. It ain't. I got a motherfucking garden. That's something that's slammed full of lettuce.
I ain't going to be that Thursday.
Yeah, I know you ain't. Scary ass. Your motherfucking weak ass down. Now mute your goddamn ass. You ain't on here looking for no fucking action.
I don't
action.
Care.
You ain't, looking for, you ain't looking for no motherfucking in-town action, and you ain't looking for no motherfucking
I'm going
out
of town, nigga.
You ain't looking
I can get
for no
you
kind
any
of
goddamn
motherfucking
time. I'm
you
going out of town, nigga.
Hey,
I can
hey,
get
hey,
you
hey, hey, chill with N-bomb. Chill with N-bomb now.
Hey, I can get you any time, Josh.
Who?
I can get you any time. You right around the road. You right around
hold
the corner,
man. Let me see who this is. Hold on a minute. Let me grab these calls. Hold on a minute, straight Jack. 336-5915.
Shit's getting messy in here.
It's a bit messy.
God damn. JJ, you say that when you go in them, they be nice and tight. And when you come out of them, ooh, they so fucking messy.
Pull it out of them. Hold on a minute. Let's see who this one is. Just hold on.
Hey,
we're going to keep.
JJ,
now, if you ain't talking, it's
true.
You. Now, hold on.
JJ,
huh?
So pretty much what you're saying, JJ, is when you put the head in them, you better not hold it.
You got to get it hard first.
Well, listen this. Listen this. It's already hard. When you told me you wanted to do something Thursday night, it's already hard. It's standing up right now. It's waiting on
hey,
you to sit down on that motherfucker.
My bad about to
hey,
go
it's
there.
Waiting
damn
on
man.
You to sit down on it. Hey. Hey, look here. Hold on. 336-4171.
Well, the hello.
Hey, who's that? Who's that underdog?
That's right, Josh Jones. My Landon Bell with my old
hey.
Lady that got a call or text and somebody looking for me.
Man, they on here. Man, they ain't on here looking for you. You know how to. Hey, hold on a minute. I'm going to explain to you. Now, hold on a minute. Anybody on here that ain't talking, man, put you just please, man, put your phone on mute. You know what I'm saying? Because we got some background noise. And if you ain't talking, just put your phone on mute. And if you want to talk, just come off mute. You know what I'm saying? Just put your phone on mute. You ain't saying nothing. So, all right, this is what's going on, man. You know they got that 336 versus 910 or 919, whatever it is, down there at 710 this weekend. And you know them motherfuckers been on the goddamn Facebook. They've been on the goddamn been on all that shit. They talking shit, talking about they want to race. And I just asked the race promoter, Tino, I said, well, where them some bitch at now? Them scary motherfuckers, they talk about they want to run. And then somebody said, well, they don't lock in. Well, if you want to race and you know you're going to race, it test is over with. Lock the fucking shit in. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I know you deposit ready right now. All they got to do is say
yeah,
a tell. Word. But they ain't on here saying
yeah.
nothing. They sitting back. We got a full show, and they just sitting back listening. They scared because it's real messy.
Yeah, we'll blow their asshole out. That's what we'll do for them. I was laying in bed tonight, and it text me. Yeah, tell them to lock in or shut the fuck up.
No.
Tell
I'm going to
let
you
call
tell
in. If they don't want to lock in, don't even be calling in the damn show. They shouldn't even be allowed on the show if they even want to lock in.
Damn it, boy.
I run
yep.
out of that motherfucking love life.
Now, 910. Hey, old Chauncey. Hey, look, there he is. Now you do that. Now you text him boys and you tell him that he's on the show and he just told him to lock the fuck in. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because that's what's in that motherfucker right there. Please.
I bet 500 on the tree and I bet 500 I gap that week, motherfucker.
Good God Almighty.
And I'm in the bed drinking. Now I'm laying in the bed with my old lady. I'm laying here, kick back so I can go to work in the morning. That motherfucker's weak.
You ain't, hey, Hey, Tom Brady, you ain't even going to get your blood pressure up, are you?
No, hell no. I kick back tonight. I'm tired. I'm laid back. I get it up the weekend if he'll lock that weak motherfucker in. Don't tell me on here bluffing. Fuck that bluff and tell him to lock in. On two, we'll take 5-on-2 or better.
That's right, because you know, I'm gonna tell you something else. They said, Randy, they said, yeah, money ain't no problem down there in Roland, North Carolina. They got plenty of money, so shit. Starting the pot out.
Well, tell whenever they get tired of counting, that's what we're running for. Whenever they get tired of counting, as long as it's 2 or better, when they get tired of counting, that's what we're running for.
Good, Tino. Where's Tino at? Tino needs to be. Texting these motherfuckers and telling them. You need to tell them get on the show. We got two lines open. And they need to get on the show and do something about this shit, man. Because this shit don't make no sense, man. You know what I'm saying? You going down there, these boys coming down there, and they talk about, that's all I've got them heard, is how the 910, the 919, looking for the 336. Well, the 336 on here. And goddamn your boys.
Hey.
I ain't going to say, yeah, they your boys. Fuck that. They scared.
Hey, Chris. Hey.
Who got some real nice?
You boys talking.
Straight jacket. Straight jacket. Shut the fuck up for a minute.
It's great. Yeah, that's how shit. You knew what me said about that mess.
Don't even worry about it. I'm finna mute his dumb ass. Sick of him, man. I'm gonna hang him up. Oh, that ain't straight jacket. Hey, Ray Lee.
Yeah.
Little Darrell on here looking for you, man. He said, if y'all looking for Joe Dirt, don't goddamn look too hard because he don't like nobody looking for him. He said he's the motherfucker doing the looking. Little Darrell. There's Ray Lee right there.
Joe Dirt got the back tire from Little Buddy for life.
I don't want some problems. I ain't ashamed to say it. I don't want Little Buddy problems.
So you don't want Little Buddy, but you want Moolah.
Yeah, we'll take some problems from Moolah.
Right. And what you gonna get? What you gonna get Moolah, Little Darrell?
I can get Moolah a motherfucking thing.
God damn, you can't give me nothing. Big block? Small block?
Hell, we ran.
Huh? You know what? Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something I noticed about y'all car guys. Y'all car guys are goddamn put all type of stipulations on shit. Some of you just don't give a fuck. Like Randy, he arrests a motherfucker. He don't give a fuck. But some of y'all go to holler, well, what are you going to give me? I got a small block. You got a big block. I got one system. You got two sisters. Man, what the fuck has Gretchen come to? That's why I race motorcycles. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got to goddamn hear all that stipulating bullshit. Oh, hell, man. Shit, you got radius. Oh, no. You got slicks. Motherfucker. Is it come down to science like that? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to hear this bullshit. But like I say, when the motherfuckers got that use the shit back on y'all, oh, y'all don't know what you're talking about. Y'all don't know. We ain't going to get moved or nothing.
Come on, man. Big block, small block, I don't get nothing.
You know what? Fuck it. We don't want nothing from you no goddamn way.
So it's quiet on here, guys. Where's old team? Where's old Team Extreme at? Old Team Extreme. I want old Team Extreme to hit the one button. Oh, baby,
hey,
gone. Hit the one button.
Hey, Ray. Yeah. Hey, don't daggone let them daggone wait the damn 9:29 and come get on the mic talking about they looking for Joe Dirt and all that. You know, we not hard to find.
What are you talking about?
We're not hard to find.
About looking for Joe Dirt, but it's one thing to play and two things for show. Piedmont was my home track for your ass started racing. So, bitch, that's my track. That's my track. I'll let you goddamn come play on. You feel?
I hear you talking. But like I said, I got called out on the mic. I didn't even hear. But all my boys come running up there after I made
Hold up. Time out. You ain't never hear us come on here and call you out. But what I did hear was that you got in your feelings about something and goddamn came out there on Facebook and first thing, really, since you got so much to say, see, it's one thing about me and two things for show. Some of y'all motherfuckers be in your fucking feelings. Y'all motherfuckers race with your fucking heart. That's the wrong fucking thing to do. Oh, that's the type of shit that have you in a goddamn motherfucking garage ready to fucking commit suicide when the shit don't go like you want it to. Don't race with your heart, man. Don't put all your feelings in this shit. Just do it.
Really?
And goddamn motherfucking go home.
Really? I ain't trying to hear all the daggone the war stories and all that stuff right there. Like I said, somebody come on the mic at Piedmont. Rico, they're going to tell Joe Dirt we looking for him. Hey, y'all know where I was at, man. Y'all ain't got to do all that, man.
So where did you have a car at? Goddamn, you ain't pulled the car out of goddamn middle of the night. So goddamn, how the fuck
man,
did I know?
You know how I do. I come straight off the motherfucking trailer. I don't have to fucking say damn with my shit right. Now, my shit ain't
so
right.
Your
I go out
right.
there test.
So your shit right.
Hey, did I not run you straight off the fucking trailer?
And you read right. So was your shit right when you read right?
Okay,
your car was right, but you
weren't
right.
It happened.
Your car was right, but you weren't right. Okay?
It happened.
So guess what?
It happened.
So guess what you going to do? You going to wait on me to tap you on your shoulder and let you know that
but,
I want to give
hey,
you
Josh
another
Jones.
Opportunity. Because
Josh Jones, last Thursday, what did they say, Josh? Okay, all right. Somebody else can talk, man.
Man,
that's
up, man.
I mean,
just leave it alone with me. Because at the end
it's,
of the day,
it's
you're
going
to wait on me to tell you I'm ready. You're going to wait on me to tell you I'm ready.
It's all good that y'all don't want some problem.
Man, fuck your problem. Everybody got problems.
I understand that. Are you right?
Everybody got problems. What
are
you talking about?
I ain't gonna take no problems.
I want some problems. Y'all want to race, man. I want to race somebody Thursday night. I'll take the damn break from Popeye. I'll take the break from Nasty Bird. And I'll take the break from Little Dar. I'll run all three of them back to back to back in Little Butter. I'll take that more than small boy. I'll run all three of them. I'll blow that sumbitch up Thursday night. I want to race.
Little Buddy wants a break. Might as well lock two races in. Yeah, yeah. You can give him a break and run reverse. Yeah, Pam. I witnessed that.
So we'll do it for 1,000 or better.
Hey, Popeye rode the bumper, patted that motherfucker three times, sat it down, still got little buddy, didn't he?
And still got little buddy's ass. Tell him we'll do it Thursday night, fuck 1,000 or better.
He's on here right
now.
I bet
1,000 is 800 if he'll lock it in.
I bet he's in the living room. He's got his little weight bench out. Well, I bet he's in there pumping his little iron. I bet he's in there flexing.
He better have olive oil behind beside him eating some motherfucking spinach, too. Well, he better have.
Aw, shit.
That mother spinach can
Come
might be empty Thursday
time.
Night.
Come on in here, big time.
Just hold that thought. You might get your wish.
I want it. Please lock me in. Please lock me in. Please. Please, please, please.
Hey, hold your thought. You might get your wish.
You done got me one time. Please, please lock me in. Please.
Promise you. It ain't going to be in the air this time.
please lock me in. If you lock me in right now, I'll bet $1,000 you're 800. Give me the break, please.
Just hold your thought.
Now lock me in right now. Let's lock in. I'm going to put that small block 406 in your motherfucking ass. Please lock me in. I'll bet $1,000 of your 800 if you lock me in Thursday night. Last race of the night.
Damn. Nah, we the last race of the night, Randy.
Well, I do it before you. Well, I do it before dark then. Whenever. I do it. Hour before y'all race.
Hold your.
I do it as soon as we get there. I don't give a fuck. We'll do it middle of the day.
Like I said, hold your thought and you may get your wish.
Damn, I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm getting ready to go to Romola's back. I ain't got time to be holding no damn thoughts. I want to lock in.
Well,
I'm working all day. I'm tired.
Well,
I'm going to rub the old lady's back. She's going to give me that $1,000 to lock your ass in with.
Like I said, hold your thought. You may get your wish.
$1,800, lock me in. I'll put up my $1,800. Give me the break.
Like I said, hold your thought. You may get your wish.
Well, y'all scared, little buddy. Y'all better be glad I ain't got no motherfucking motor, boy. I wouldn't know how to act.
I promise you, I'm not scared. If I was scared, I wouldn't have given you the break the first time.
That shit, what you mean? You should give me the break, motherfucker. Big ass Ford, what you got?
But you can't even
work with small stuff my whole damn life. That shit don't bother me. I work with something small.
You came to me and asked for one of.
Yeah, I know. That's a good race. I do a follow. If you want, I want to lock in, though. I ain't going to argue with you, but hey, it's a good ass race. You fucked me up. As I say, so much yours is fast now. It ain't no joke. I ain't saying one bad thing about it, so much fast. But I do want to bust your ass Thursday night. Damn. You raise chickens over there, too, Papa? What the hell?
Got them in the backyard.
Oh, damn. You raise damn chickens over there down at your place. We got chickens down, chicken houses down in South Carolina.
Got them farms.
Oh, damn. I might load your chicken out when I used to load chickens. I might could have caught your damn chickens. I think I might have caught one at night.
25-21.
All right, fellas, I'm going to bed. If anybody wants to lock in, just text me, Josh Jones. Call my cell phone, or just text me. I'll call back in if anybody wants to lock in. I'm going to bed. Y'all fellas have a good night.
All right, buddy.
That's
all,
y'all. Y'all be careful, fellas. All
right, bro.
See ya.
All right, I'll see you, bud. 765-2521.
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? This is Brian from Lot More.
Man?
Just represent a little bit. Want to get on the show just to say, hey, Josh Jones, what's going on?
Oh, man, we just on here having fun, just talking a little junk and seeing if we can get a little race locked in for maybe Thursday night or this Saturday. And, you know, down there at the 336 and, you know, 910 race. Just on here, you know, just talking a little junk, man, just having fun.
I hear you. Yeah, you know who I am, Josh?
I can't say I do right now, but remind me.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you if you can find out here real quick. I'm going to give you a little. We got a little small block here up north. Kip and I got a little small block, a little pro charger.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, Houdini. The white card. Used to be
the
converter.
Yeah, that's right.
What's going on,
we put
buddy?
A top on that thing. Man, I just thought that guy's coming in and just represent, you know, just say hello. Absolutely.
Yeah, we
just want to give you some props.
We sit on here every Monday night, man. It's really more of a local show. Jay Barnes gives us a platform, and I run the show, and it's it's for the local races, and it's just around here and stuff, man. We sit on here and try to, connect everybody and, the big-time people that calls in like yourself that, gets to travel out and stuff. This dude here that's calling in, folks, is the white supercharged Mustang that was down at Lance in this race at Darlington this past weekend. Them guys from up north, and, they go to House of Hook, South Georgia, Macon. and they go everywhere. When you know,
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Maybe when you got a race over in North Carolina, y'all slide over here, man. Let the people see you.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. We want to come to Piedmont. We want to come to Piedmont sometime in some of those tracks. We ain't got a chance to come there yet, but you know, we're just first time out, you know. But yeah, I just want to get on the show and say, hey, give you some props for your show. We're just listening, so I come on in and just say what's up, fellas.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Like I said, man, you know, every Monday night we try to be on here, man, at 9:00, and sit on here for a little while, and you know, try to chop it up and see what's going on, see what went on the week, and, you know, stuff. But yeah, we appreciate it, man. And hey, man, I'm sure you know the fans and all the the spectators here in North Carolina that don't get to go out too far, they'd love to see y'all bring that thing on over here, man.
Yeah. Hey. Well, you know, it's a possibility. It's a very possibility. Yeah, we're looking.
Yeah,
I got a race
at Piedmont on September 9th. You know, I don't know how y'all schedule look, but you know, that's my next race up there. You know, if y'all was free and stuff, you know, if you can make it, you know, it's a little ways away, you know, but. That's a good thing.
Hey,
on
Josh,
y'all always, you know.
Hey, you know, we travel.
You know, we got that race at Piedmont, July 22nd. That going, you know, Herb Garula versus Daddy Dave, and then me versus Nino. Don't forget about that one, either.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
y'all,
be a good race.
Hey, this is the thing about it, little Darryl. Now, I'm gonna keep being honest with you. Whoever's race that is, hey, they can get on here and talk about it all they want to. But if they want me to talk about it. They got to put me on the payroll. Believe
I
it. I'm giving them a platform to talk. Hey, if they want me to promote it for them.
I was just mentioning it. That's all. July 22nd.
Yeah, you get on here and tell them about it. You know, tell a man what date it is, and you know, I'm sure that's going to be a good race, and I'm going to be there, July 22nd. Yes, sir.
Was that right there, Piedmont?
Yeah, Struder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Piedmont.
I'll be honest with you, I think we got some races up north, so it's going to be tough. Well, I don't think we can make that, but at some point, you know, we want to kind of come that way. You know, we've went some south a lot.
We want to
come east.
Yeah, y'all got the baddest stuff. Y'all got one of the baddest things I done seen around that boy. She a riding. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it's a small block.
Yeah.
You know, we do what we can. We like our chances with small blocks. You know, it's just that sometimes some of these 29s with these blowers and stuff. You know, you can't walk that walk. You know, you have to know where you stand sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh.
Small block out.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir, Lodell.
Josh.
What's up, Lodell?
I just got the word. See, Ace Bird been getting a whole bunch of phone calls from the Game Over boys. And he wants to know, will Game Over lock in 500 on 1,000 or better for this Thursday, straight off the motherfucking trailer? Tied keep calling, talking about they want to lock in at the track, and then when they get to the track, they don't want to race and all of that. He said they can choose the time. Straight off the trailer, 500 on 1,000 or better. He said he tired of all the talking.
Oh, man.
So now you know what I know.
Well, if I had the number, I'd give him a call. I'm telling you that right now. I'd give him a call, but I ain't got the number. If it's somebody on here, Tony Day, if he's on here, he might can make a phone call or send a text and get a little more information. But right now, I know I can't get them boys on the phone. I know that for a fact. Cause I ain't got no contact.
I know somebody to get them on the phone. You know, Boo Rat and all of them. You know, somebody can get them on the phone.
Yeah.
Somebody
can
get on the phone.
I mean, he just tired of all the talking and all that right there. He wants to go in and lock this in and get this over with.
So you say you want to lock that cash in, man?
$500 on $1,000 or better. Straight off the trailer. Thursday. They can pick the fucking time.
Oh, man.
Well, that'd be a good one. That's one that a lot of people been wanting to see. I might have to ride with Game O.
I don't give a damn who you ride with.
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't care if you like it or not. Shit, hell wrong with you. And if you get in that motherfucker,
well,
on the gas.
Oh, yeah?
Believe it. Yeah.
Josh, you said like
you said Atlantic tonight. You ain't ready. I'm going to be honest with you. You ain't ready for all that power yet.
You say so.
Oh, I did forget. You did gut Willie Dawg. You gutted the legend. You gave that bitch the break, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You gave that bitch the break. I forgot about that. Boy, you put dick all in him. Good God. Boy. Boy. You ain't even pull out, did you?
Hey, ask him what that shoot look like.
Hey, he's carrying your baby right now, ain't it? What you gonna name it?
You better
just hope he comes out looking like you. Because if he comes out like him, one fucking leg shorter than the other one, that man, that limping motherfucker, man, he gonna be fucked up, man. He gonna be fucked up.
Mm.
Both of y'all short motherfuckers anyway.
Mm. Hold on a minute. He gave him the break and impregnated him? Gave him the break?
He gave Willie Dawg the break in my race April 1st and pulled a shoot in his face about 500 foot out.
God damn.
Yeah, damn sure did. I forgot about that little Darryl. I forgot about that because you're you know, you're a bad man. I forgot. Hey, you don't fuck around. You fuck straight up and down.
Ain't that something?
Believe it.
Well, if there's anybody out there can get daggone Game Over on the phone, tell them that H Bird looking for him.
Yeah, we'll make a post. Yeah, we'll make a post. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, them guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, it's about impossible to get in touch with them right now. But you know, they might, it's a good possibility. It'll be at the track Thursday night.
No, we don't want a daggone possibility. We want a lock in. We want a lock in.
Who's
what
are
you saying?
That
gonna maybe it's going to be a race.
Y'all come on with that background noise now. You ain't talking. Just put your phone on mute. That's all you got to do. I ain't going to mute you. Just mute yourself. You want to talk, just come off mute. Yes, sir. So look, Darryl, I don't, you know what I'm saying? So if they don't lock in, y'all ain't going to have a car there. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, the man told me he wants them to lock in. Because that what they always come talking junk, and then when they get to the track, they don't never get the race. Because they get scared or whatever. I'm not saying the car won't be there. What I'm saying is the man wants a lock in. A lock in. You know what that is.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, I doubt we'll be able to get that tonight. But, you know, like I said, if there's somebody on the phone, they hear. So, you know, hopefully they making that move. But, you know, I'm pretty sure the move's going to come up short. You know, man, I'm going to be honest with you, little Darryl. If I tell you it's raining, take your fucking umbrella, man.
Your word is gold? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you know, I just know. I just know, you know what I'm saying? It's just, shit, we ain't going to be able to get that race locked in tonight. I already know.
Well, you got the Thursday to get that shit locked in. You could be the DP man.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to be no DP man. I don't want to be no DP man. That shit. Hell. I might be in the bathroom taking a shit or something. I am a DP man for y'all's race, huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to pay me.
So what?
I want 50%. Hey, I want 50% of the pot. That sounds good, don't it?
I'd be my own DP man for that shit.
Well,
but yeah, you know, where's everybody that been beating their chest, don't you? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, man.
I really want to know who from the 336 besides Randy Saunders going there, going down there to the 710 track and stick dick in somebody. That's what I really want to know. And I ain't heard nobody from the 336 say they going to stick dick in nobody. So them 17
that's
might have their own track on Hoss.
I mean, that's what I'm telling you, man. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, everybody's always testing. They doing this, they doing that. You know, it's just a bunch of bullshit, man. And, you know, that's why I'm just being honest with you. You know, I entertain the bullshit to a certain extent on this show, but that's why when you see me at the track, I don't entertain that bullshit, man, because I already know. I'm not going to be arguing with motherfuckers at Piedmont because I already fucking know. Man, shit, I've been watching them for the past fucking 10 years. They ain't fucking going to change, man.
Well, you know
I mean,
me, Dad, Charles. I don't do all that testing shit. Hell, my motor been in my car 2 weeks, and I already got a locked-in grudge. Right? Yeah, I guess I'm be testing on his ass. You get what I'm saying?
And then,
that's about grudge racing.
But I don't understand how it takes somebody so long to get right. Motherfucker's been testing for 2 or 3 years, man. I mean, what the fuck you looking for?
They're looking for that magical number.
Man, motherfucker's been testing, man, literally, man, 2 or 3 years, man. Motherfucking been testing it for at least 2 years, man. Like, man, what you looking for, man?
They don't want to race.
I mean,
it is what it is, man. I'm not going to be on here beating my chest. Daggone. I got a race Thursday, Popeye.
Well, let me tell you something, little Darryl. When you get on here and beat your chest, you can do that because you racing. You got a race locked in Thursday night. You're not just, you know what I'm saying? When you're a bad motherfucker, you beat your chest, man. You know, that's what you do, so you ain't doing nothing wrong. And you got a platform on here to do that because right now you're a bad motherfucker. At the end of the day, you North Carolina Grudge Racer of the Year. So you can get on here and beat your fucking chest because you done enough to where you can beat your chest. You see what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm talking about, man? I'm just telling you.
Yes, sir.
And these motherfuckers can't do nothing about it. They can't do nothing about it because you know what? They ain't got what you got. You got the. You might not have a belt, but you got the belt. It is what it is. He just didn't give belts out for that. You got the plaque. That's just like a belt.
Hey, Josh, can I say something? If he's a North Carolina Grudge Race of the Year, what's Herb the Ruler? Ain't he from North Carolina?
Yeah, but Herb the Ruler, see, when you national – when you nominated for a national award, you know what I'm saying? You can't. Herb won North Carolina last year. You know what I'm saying? Herb won the national grudge race of the year because this guy right here raced more in North Carolina than Herb did in the state of North Carolina.
Okay. Okay.
But see, this guy right here can't be nominated for National Grudge Race of the Year because to be a National Grudge Race of the Year, you got to leave your state and go to five different regions or four different regions.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you there.
Yeah. So that's where he's better than her in his state because he raced more.
Well,
he provided more action. In the state of North Carolina.
I'm going to work on that this year. Josh. My wife had cancer, and we're trying to get that straightened out. But as soon as we get that straightened out, I'll be back traveling and going different places.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you already doing your thing. Well, we know you're a race. You didn't win that award off just not doing shit. I can tell you that now. You're a race. But yeah, you know that's how, and you know when you think about it, it makes sense, you know. Like shit, you know, it's hard to win your state and national because to be national, you got to be traveling. To win your state, shit, you can't leave your state.
Mm.
You know, so but and
we the baddest thing up north, so you know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we got Donnie up there. You know, Donnie and I, we go to work at each other every once in a while. We're going to have to lock horns again this year. But, yeah, it's I know what you're saying, though, about that.
I'm going to tell y'all something, though. Speaking of something, a bad motherfucker to come out, you know, a lot of people gave him hell. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I seen it this weekend. He lost. But I'm gonna tell you right now, Tony Wright, that goddamn blue Corvette, that's a bad son of a bitch now. That son of a bitch ride.
Hey, you and I were both there. I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't want them problems. I don't want them problems with that Pro Mod. At no point do I want them problems. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I'm a stock suspension.
That bitch riding,
man. Hey, I'm a stock suspension small block with a power adder, and I don't want them problems.
That bitch
is flying.
Man.
Yeah, there's about four or five guys that you just don't want them problems.
Yeah,
other than that, fuck the rest of you. Let's go.
Yeah, he got, and that's the thing. That man come out with a whole brand new setup. The car, he's had the car, but he had to change his setup from big tires to small tires. Brand new everything. And come out here that fast, and he's set on kill. That's why I say some of y'all guys that's been testing for 2 years, what the fuck are you looking for?
No, I hear you, man. Now he's got a badass tuner behind him, and he's got the right setup when the guy can drive a car. So, yeah, that's a badass ride. You don't want them problems.
Hey, Josh, sometimes you just got to test on the motherfucker ass, man.
Hey, that's totally right. Goddamn, he'll test on your ass. He
I was just thinking about him. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm telling you, man, that motherfucking car right there, that somebody's going to be a factor, boy. When that mother, Donnie, you know what made me think about it when you said Donnie? You know, Donnie fast. But you know, Donnie, man, shit. Man, the way I seen Lil Country do him, shit, man. Man, that motherfucker.
Nah, I'm going to tell you right now, there's about four cars that I don't want to fuck with this year. And one of them is Tony Wright for sure. And the second one is I found out that goddamn Big Daddy car, you don't want to fuck with that car now. You know, and that J.R. Gray car, that's a badass ride too. So, you know, there's three of them right now, but there may be one or two after that you don't want them problems, man. Two big motors. They're just too fast. You can't fuck with them, man.
Yeah, they bad. They bad,
yeah, they
ass
bad.
For sure.
Now on a track like that, down at Josh, on a track like that down at Darlington, you can't fuck with them.
when they can put that power to the ground, you can't fuck with them. Now, you come to certain tracks, though, they come up north, and I ain't afraid of none of them up north because you can't put all that power down. You got power management, you know what I'm saying? But you can't fuck with them on killer tracks, man. They got too much for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you, down here in the south, boy, these, you got Piedmont, you got Darlington, you got Macon, you got House of Hook. I'm telling you, man, them motherfuckers man, they sticky, boy. You can put that power down.
Oh, absolutely.
Them motherfuckers, they.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just, you know, I mean, you get, you know, South Georgia and Holly Springs and shit, man, but I'm talking about just right around here where I'm at, man. Shit, you, hey, them grudge guys, man, it's some, these tracks is catering to them, boy. They making them, they giving them some good surface to race on, you know?
Well, absolutely. All tracks are getting better because guys are figuring out how to get these, you know, how to properly prep these tracks. But when these boys can put that power to the ground with some of these cars, or these lightweight cars and those motors, I mean, you know, I got to realize that, you know, we could only go so far, you know, at some point.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, Josh, were you there? You were there on Friday night when at fucking Bumblebee threw that number up when he lit the board up. Was that an old shit moment?
Yes, boy. That's a motherfucker right there. Motherfuckers don't pick on no more. They don't talk no shit to him.
No. When Dog and I was standing there and that motherfucker hit that and that board come up, we turned around and Dog and I looked at each other and we said, oh, shit.
Believe it.
That's enough.
Believe it. Damn right. Shit, that motherfucker right there is fast, boy. Mm-hmm.
I ain't fucking with him. I mean, you know, we got a little power out of it, but we ain't got that shit, man. We're stock suspension, man. We had a license plate on the back of our fucking car when that bitch was built. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole different ball game right there. That's definitely.
Yeah, you ain't shit, man.
That's damn sure the truth, man.
I said fucking uncle on that motherfucker.
Yeah. Damn, there's a couple of them out there that's pretty good. They're running pretty good right now. They got them pretty ironed out, running pretty good. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, shit, guys.
These guys are track prepping. Hey, these guys are track prepping this shit, man. I'm telling you right now, they're getting this track prep down, man. I'm telling you. A lot of these tracks are on kill.
Oh, yeah.
You got shitting me.
And you know, people, you know, the radio, you know, is gonna be a faster tire, but you know, people say, you know, up here at Piedmont, it's always been like this, and you know, a lot of people, the grudge races didn't ever ask this. I had a couple shows and people started coming, but a lot of people, you know, radios used to didn't hook in the South that good. You know, you go to South Georgia or Holly Springs, but they didn't hook nowhere else like that. But at Piedmont, people come up there and they say, well, how they prep the track? And the dude that's been prepping it, he's been prepping it for about 30 years, and they prep it the same way. All they do is spray that VHT. That's what people fail to realize. It ain't no, to me, I mean, and I could be wrong, but it ain't no such thing as no radio prep and no slick prep. I ain't never seen it because I done had people come to Piedmont, and I'm talking about some big-time grudge races, and they run slicks and been the fastest they ever been with these cars. And people come up there with radios and been the fastest. So, the radio's going to go faster regardless. But if the track is sticky and it's right, it ain't no such thing as no fucking radio prep and no fucking slick prep.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, Keith Sable is a testament to that, goddammit. That motherfucker runs a 28 slick wherever he goes. I'm going to tell you right now, you better be on your game because he's going to let that button go and that bitch going to fly now. He's going to run down that track.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that slick going to hook, you know, more. But, man, shit, you know, Piedmont just, it ain't, you know, it ain't never been there. I mean, not, you know, it ain't just ain't never been that. And, you know, that's why I tell people, but you know, it's getting, it's, people's figuring it out now. They're starting to open their eyes up, smelling the coffee.
No, absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
But guys, shit, Thursday night, 9:30, Lil Darryl versus Popeye going down. This weekend, 7:10. And if y'all got in, if anybody else wants to talk, hit the one button. If not, we're going to shut it down, y'all. Ain't nothing else going on. We done had a pretty good show. And
yep.
You know, we'll see everybody Thursday night. And who goes, go, hey, wherever y'all go this weekend, hey, y'all be safe, have fun, and enjoy. But we'll be back on here Monday night, 9 o'clock, and we'll talk about the this past week and what they all went down and who all got their ass blowed out and who all done the blowing, and we'll see what's going on. If not, you know, we'll just see. But next Monday night, we'll be on here at 9 o'clock. We're going out of here tonight. We're going to go and shut it down. Well, I appreciate everybody on here. We'll be back next Monday night, and that's the end of it. We'll see y'all.